So, you got married recently, Louise. Tell us about the whole experience.
Whole experience. Oh, I don't know. I don't remember much of it. So wiped from my memory. That all started, I think, it must have been September or something like that. David just decided one day, I think we should get married soon. He says, really?
How
I
romantic.
just never really thought about it because I was quite happy plodding along, but I'd say like years ago before Rosalind was even born that we should perhaps get married at some point. So I just sort of get put on hold and put on hold. Then what with the moving house and stuff. So it originally turned out that we'd just go for a really, really small do. And of course, I told my mum, she was like, oh, we need to have a reception and things like that. So I just started out trying to keep it as simple and as sort of cheap as possible. And it was quite horrendous trying to find a place that would accept the children and stuff
Really?
like that. It was like totally. You don't want to leave kids until 8:30, and that's it, no exceptions.
Up until 8:30, right.
And so I tried about four different pubs and phoned other places, and I just don't, oh, no. So, and a lot of them were just really small as well, because by the time we sort of counted heads, it was going to be like 50 plus. That's what it started out like, so. What else is there?
It was nice, the place that you had in the end.
A hotel, that was one that sort of said we'll go for this, even though it wasn't the cheapest place. So
And what about booking the registrars? When did you do that for?
it was as soon as David phoned out and found sort of the it was like what date should I go for? I was like, well, any date sort of. Preferably at the end of the month. And I just phoned up and they told them what dates they were in. That was it. Oh, just sort of randomly picked that one on a Friday. And I had specifically said to him, don't pick a Friday or a Saturday because you'll never find anywhere
Oh, for a reception.
Like for a function in a pub, which were what I was wanting. So that was it. That caused another wee argument, so.
What's the whole thing about your bands have to go up for, is it like 2 weeks or something, that?
I don't know. That's about. I didn't really explain it at the sort of registrar office.
I think it's
We
some.
just paid for everything sort of up front at the time, kind of thing.
I think it's some sort of old Scots law thing, though, that you have to make it sort of publicly known that you're going to be getting married for, I think it's like 2 weeks or 4 weeks or something.
I'm not sure, I think it's a week now. I think a week's you go do the final things, but I didn't really pay much attention to that kind of thing. It was just the things that you're not allowed to marry your sort of somebody that used to be your mother-in-law and things like that, and adopted family and special circumstances and stuff like that. Why not? And of course your witnesses need to be over 16, but that was quite daunting. You sit in this wee room and there's bright lights and you have to fill in this and then come back in 2 seconds and wait for it to get cold and look at all the various adverts that they keep in their wee room. Cheesy tunes, hire the band and that kind of thing.
Just so many photographers as well, isn't there?
I should have actually got a professional photographer because that was a bit annoying. Everybody sort of said cheese to that whole thing. And there's only supposed to be sort of one person allowed to take photographs. But of course, Dave's family couldn't resist standing up and going, right, you stand there, you stand there. Look at me. So that was about, it was like sort of a hello photo shoot or something like
You did well.
that.
You brought up well.
expressions or something else, though. Mm-hmm. Sort of staring blankly into space.
So what did Roslyn make of it, do you think?
She enjoyed it. She was saying to my pal Davina, she was just, oh, this is really good, isn't it, Davina? She was sitting there. Mummy! But no, she thought it was good.
Yeah.
Natural ceremony. And she enjoyed herself at the reception. Obviously, I didn't see her the whole night. Because she was playing with her sort of second cousin, if that's what you call it, Sahila. But, of course.
So is that David's cousin's daughter?
That's his auntie's daughter.
Right.
I think it's a bit confusing. Yeah. There's that many of them.
Yeah. Yeah, I know she was good.
Oh, yeah, she was.
Probably enjoyed getting all dressed up, eh?
She was the cleanest, actually. Not dressed up. It was sort of spotless compared to mine. I'm a flower film off it.
Yeah, you should. You should tell us about your shoes.
Oh, right.
Because you had that lovely dress on, didn't you?
Right, my high heel shoes, I couldn't wear them anymore. They were just totally doing my feet in. I'm not a person for high heels at all. I've got to have something flat and
I don't think I'd ever seen you wearing high heels before. Like me, I never.
I think the last time I wore high heels was at sort of Bedlam, the Gothic Club. I sort of borrowed my pals ones for nights here there, but I just couldn't get into them. So put my biker boots back on again.
Yeah.
No, got to have my trusty Doc Martens with me at all times.
Yeah. But. And you had, did you have mum's shoes on for a while?
Oh, she wanted to swap me for some reason. Like it was too much alcohol at that point. I don't know, she was convinced that she was sober, so I'll just let her believe that. But her shoes, they're a laugh as well.
Yeah.
That's all she wears is high heels, even in the snow, it's high heels and her bare feet usually.
Yeah, I know, I couldn't believe it. I just couldn't have walked in these. And she broke one, didn't she, at one point?
Did she? I can't remember.
I think it was a wee accident towards the end.
Too much dancing, probably. But no, it's pretty good. And everybody was impressed with my mum's beautiful creation.
Oh yeah, the cake was really good.
It was.
Yeah, looks very professional.
And it's tasty as well, which is the main thing in my opinion.
So how do you do all the wee flowers and stuff? I mean, do you just buy these as they are? Or?
I bought a packet of a famous new wedding shop up the town. And they're quite, it was about £8 for a packet of 12 it was. But they were quite nice, wee paper roses and these wee silver ball things. So they're a bit hard trying to stick out of the actual cake, so I just sort of pressed them right into it. But it looked alright, wasn't it?
No, it was really cute.
As good as I thought it was going to be, but my best. It was quite hard trying to do everything.
I thought it was great when you see, you know, these wedding cakes cost hundreds of pounds. Usually, you know, if you buy them sort of...
I know, there was ones that were going to cost like £300 for just like 2 tiers, and they didn't look that big and something. God.
Yeah.
And it gets a wee tiny sort of inch square, and that's a lot. But that was quite good. It was quite a good wee shot put. And I got the sort of almonds out. They're there for the favours. So is it for wealth, health, happiness, love, and one that you'll never be apart from each other sort of thing?
Right.
That's what they're supposed to signify.
I wonder why it's almonds, eh? Do you know?
I don't know. It's an Italian thing, apparently. I don't know why it's almonds, though. I suppose it could be anything. Because I do like the sort of chocolate things as well. You can have mints. But I thought keep mum happy. She wanted proper favours. I can agree with her now, because it was... I didn't see the first, it's because me and David have been together for so many years. And it's... I don't know. I don't like being felt on show, if you know what I mean. But...
I know, I understand, but it was nice, because it wasn't too big, it was just a nice size, I think.
and my friend, she was invited to be a bridesmaid for one of her pals' weddings, and they were having like 7 bridesmaids.
Oh, really?
Like all these sort of page boys and flower girls, and it was like proper church doing. She was mm-hmm. saying, there's no way I'm walking down the aisle in a big, huge, fancy church. She's like, cause she's quite nervous about things a lot.
Yeah.
And I thought, but I was okay. My dad, he rushed me down quite quickly though. He mm-hmm. was more nervous than me, so. Mm-hmm.
Did you sort of change any of the stuff that was said in the ceremony, or was it just...
No, it was just repeating
standard.
She said, yeah. Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. No, I would have been too nervous. I was sort of close to tears at one point.
Yeah.
But as soon as I started laughing at the register, she was quite austere and
yeah, something. She was. She was quite bossy, wasn't she? That's her domain.
Was there any... Is it, what did they say, serious impediment or something? For you getting married or something like that?
Yeah, if anyone knows of any.
It's like, shut up, speak now.
David wasn't your mother-in-law then.
It's a father-in-law. Not enough. Oh dear.
Mm-hmm. It's just, I think, you just see so many weddings and films and sort of TV shows and stuff like that, that a lot of that just seems quite cliched now, and you think, I can't believe that's what they really say, you know. You just expect someone to jump up and go, no, Louise, marry me.
I was sort of talking about that one day. I was sort of saying that would happen if somebody did do that. Mm-hmm. They said, well, surely they'd need to cancel the wedding. I said, but why? I said, if it's just like a 1 second interruption, and they say, I'm only kidding.
Yeah. Or did you track it quickly?
I think it would be stopped to the say, no, well, I slept with the best man or something like that. I don't know, the best man, the sort of bridegroom.
Uh-huh.
That would be acceptable to stop it, but it's just somebody playing around, because I have thought that my pal, Davina, her sort of fiancé, John, he would do something like that, because he's that sort of guy. But
is that the guy that was playing with Henry?
That's Jamie nice. That burped. During the ceremony,
oh,
right. Boy.
Uh-huh.
That was a sort of icebreaker.
Uh-huh. That was good. It's a good thing about having babies at weddings. You get some sort of sound effects.
I know. It's not like turning it just our side of the family, isn't it? Really show. Like my auntie from England. She was a bit, oh, come, but I don't know who's going to watch the dog and stuff like that. So. But Mum's like, just bring the bloody dog with you.
Yeah.
But I didn't hear back for her, so.
You don't really have that many relatives in Scotland, do you?
We used to. A lot of them have died now. Mm-hmm. It's just the folk that stay in Isla. There's only about, I don't know, I think there's only one left.
Right.
In Isla.
In Isla, right.
I think it's my mum's cousin, uh-huh. Flora.
Yeah, of course.
But a lot of them died. Okay, there's a few like really distant, sort of mum's cousins kind of thing that are still sort of kind of about.
Yeah.
But you never hear of them, so. Mm-hmm. And of course, if she invited like sort of one side, she didn't invite a
yeah.
whole lot anyway. Yeah. She doesn't like a lot of them, so.
Mm-hmm. What about your dad's family? Is it just one sister he's got?
No, he's got quite too many. He's got right. There's my Uncle Mick, my Uncle Neil, my Uncle Paul, Denise, Linda, Janet. can't remember anymore. Did I say Philip? I don't remember. There's 7 of them, I think.
Right.
It must be.
Gosh, I didn't realise that.
I married Janet and Uncle Paul, they're twins. Mm-hmm. So, but there's loads of them. Mm-hmm. I think I've got a few sort of nieces and nephews, cousins of mine, but I can never hear them.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Just sort of in a nice wee sort of towns and villages in England, that's uh-huh. like, sort of stuck in one place. But
yeah.
I think it's only a close family that sort of and friends that matter to me these days, Emma.
Yeah.
So it gets too complicated and noisy. like my hen night when I
up. Oh yeah.
It's like a witch's was coven.
Like? Was that your mum's house or?
It's my house.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But no, I showed up sort of quite merry and I was just totally laughing all night and screaming and shouting. Just because I talk at one time and you kind of get words on the edge of face. Uh-huh. I just sort of, oh, well, whatever. But someone was sort of so I was talking to them.
Yeah.
And couldn't make it because the wee boy wasn't available, so.
Right.
But, so it wasn't that quiet.
At least you were, like, at home rather than being trailed around with a sort of learner's plate on.
They threatened to do that. There was that, that little pub, and I've got a pub sort of next door to me, and is that the only pub you've got? Do you know what, I come into Shawlands or the Tin or whatever? Mm-hmm. I'm saying, no. So have you got a veil and a net curtain? I'm like, no. I said, well, I've only got three pots, so you kind of take a pot out of me, mm-hmm. so I've nothing to keep my dinner.
Mm-hmm.
But
and you get people with the sort of buckets collecting money as well, which kind of annoys me because...
Oh, they were meant to do that as well. She used to do it for a laugh for her mates when she was younger, like even though she was...
Just pretend.
Just divorced.
It's terrible.
Just going to be just totally vlogging it. Like pubs and clubs, with buckets, and like, I'm getting mine because cash, give generously.
Right, oh, I'm going to be even more suspicious of it now. I just think, I mean, you can totally see why people would have done it long ago, you know, when mm-hmm. people, like, wouldn't have had any money and needed money to sort of set themselves up, but sometimes when you're out, you know, you see groups of women going around and they're all totally dressed to the nines and they're sort of asking for money from me in my sort of scruffy jeans. I think, no, you've probably got more than I do. But that's just my bad-mindedness.
I've never seen end out for a while. That's because I stopped going to sort of trendy bars now. I just got to my two wee pubs in the town, that's me.
Yeah.
Student places that don't get stuff like that.
Yeah.
You just get the women their roses coming in, usually.
Yeah, the guys selling the roses.
Sleazies and whatnot. There's like, no.
Have you got any good locals besides where you are?
Pubs? Nah. Not at all. I don't know, I've never been in that sort of pub next to me.
Mm-hmm.
It seems it's like a one of these pubs that they've got a sign that says no football colours
right.
at the door sort of thing, so I don't know whether it'd be any good.
Yeah,
but they used to
because you really like wearing football colours.
I know, I'm kind of getting my Celtic, don't you know? No, it's just whenever you see that kind of sign, it's as if they're expecting trouble.
Yeah, like, I know what you mean.
That's what you have to expect. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure it's very nice. Because in the summer, like, they've got all these, they've got a kind of roof garden set over it.
Okay.
So it seems, and it's dead nice, it's always like freshly painted outside, but
yeah.
I've never had to... inclination to go and see what it's like, because it's like sometimes these locals you've got to watch, like when you go in, it's like a old western sort of saloon, everybody sort of stares at the door.
Music stops.
I know.
Yeah.
I might try it when I'm a bit older. It's been a year's time.
Take Rosalind to protect you.
Now, Shawlands used to be okay, so you get there sometimes, but it's a bit too trendy now, all these fancy.
Yeah, it's gone quite upmarket there, eh?
I know, and it's like nearly £3 for a pint, so. I know, what annoys me is they've got these big screen TVs everywhere. So if you want to go in and just have a chat, it's impossible because you've got this big, huge.
It's really distracting.
God,
isn't it?
Yeah, down.
I know. Yes. I was in the Clockwork at the weekend for the first time in ages, and they've got it's not huge screens, but it's big TVs, and they've got kind of like a lot of them going across the bank.
Oh, right.
The back wall.
They never
now.
Used to have.
No,
stuff
they didn't.
Like.
I know. I was kind of disappointed in them because I thought that wasn't the kind of pub that would have done that, you know. But they had them on, just the sound down. It was just on, like, you know, BBC
I
One or
the
something.
Point in that, turn the sound down. Mm-hmm. I mean, they should have the comedy to put subtitles on if they're going to do that.
Yeah.
If you really want to sit and watch telly.
Yeah, or play music videos or something. But it was just, you know, someone reading the news with the sound down. It's not exactly, you know, visual entertainment, really.
And a solid rock used to be bad for that. They'd have like stars in your eyes on, mm-hmm. and the sound down, this heavy metal blaring in the background.
Yeah.
No. Like some ditch last ones, can you turn that off and put the telly up so I can hear it?
Yeah.
Because it's like a celebrity special, I think. Coronation Street stars, sing stars in the round.
Excellent. So where do you go now? You go to Sleazy's and...
Sleazy's and 13th Note, usually.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Mono the day after our wedding, but that was a bit too... I don't know, there was something that cheesy and trendy with it. I don't know what it was, but I just couldn't put my finger on it. Because there's a lot of sort of these, what do you call them, yummy mummies out with their babies and sort of...
For their vegan lunches.
And they're just sort of letting their kids do whatever they want and just sort of wander about the bar and that. And this wee guy felt sorry for him. He was wanting to play with a sort of football table. And... Obviously, his mum just goes, right, here's some money, you can play it. So he's sitting there trying to do it. He still can see over the sort of sign of the table. No, a bunch of them said, surely one of them could have came down and sort of played him for all of the 5 minutes it takes. So I ended up helping him. So I let him stand in the chair and see. So, but it's all right, it was just a bit, there was something just I couldn't quite put my finger on it, you know. Maybe it smelled too good or something. Compared to 13th.
Yeah. Do you not go to the Clutha and the Scotia and places like that?
I used to put my head in from time to time, but it's too... I don't know, it's just a bunch of sort of drunk men that run them these days. And I don't know, Clutha's got air conditioning, so that's all right. Like, it's not too bad with smoke and stuff.
Scotia can be really smoky because it's got such low roofs.
And I wonder if you could take your pint outside it. I suppose you can in the summer, but it's too cold at once.
Yeah.
They're all right. They're supposed to be very Scottish in that, but they're sort of, I don't know, they've become like wee old men's pubs even more so now.
Yeah.
Because like, they're just not attracting a younger crowd. It's just sort of, I don't know, I think it's since it changed hands as well, the bar staff are a bit more sort of stressed out and overworked.
Yeah.
And allowed to sort of relax and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the beer's not that great anyway.
Well.
It was awful.
It's the oldest pub in Glasgow, isn't it, the Scotia? Or...
Yeah. I think so, I think it still is. Also, it can be, well, if it's oldest, it's oldest.
Yeah.
It's a dig up one for... the escape
time team.
Townhead or something. I don't know, I could have jazzed up a wee bit more, maybe.
Yeah.
It's a bit hard, I mean, that is what it is, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
If you're wanting some flashy or whatever, just get one of the new pubs.
Yeah. So that was the day after your wedding, you were in Mono.
Yeah.
What else did you do that day?
Sort of we started out sort of getting up quite early because I had to get out of the room for 11 o'clock it was. So sort of up at 8 o'clock and getting ready and stuff. And then we went home, took our goodies back to the flat. And we're totally knackered and we're wondering what else to do. So we just ended up going straight out to the town, going to a block for a sort of big burger meal out of there. Of course, and that's when David broke his sort of vegetarianism.
Oh, yeah.
After being a good boy and been tempted by the buffet and stuff like
that. How long has he been vegetarian for?
It was after we moved. So it was since August. It's been sort of flipping with the idea because I've seen loads of sort of documentaries on telly about... like chickens, that was that one. I think it was on Channel 4 or something like that. And it was just totally showing you how they're treated. It was like these big, huge, I mean, they're supposed to be like barn hens, but they're stuck in a big, huge sort of pen thing inside the barn. There's like about a million of them or something, just these wee heads and beaks peeking out.
Yeah.
I just totally, I mean, they're soaked in their own urine and stuff
Like that. And give them steroids and...
And then when you see them, it was that thing, if you look at the chickens on a supermarket shelf, you see like the hot buns, we're calling them. on the legs right. and stuff like that, and it's like sort of sores. Oh. So it's like nappy rash or something, uh-huh. so it's worse. And that's the sign of don't buy this chicken.
Right.
So I kept looking and like, I could see like loads and loads of them.
Right.
Like that. And like that means you can't even buy like the breasts because you don't know
yeah,
where they've came from.
Yeah.
So I just decided, ugh, I guess I'm gonna buy chicken then. So I just started off with that, and mm-hmm. Dave's like, I'm just not eating meat at all. mm-hmm. So I was like, but I do like my bacon, so I tried mm-hmm. various vegetarian versions, I'm just totally stinky.
Oh no, they're like, just not as good.
So I'm frozen bacon slices, and they're like corn, except you cooked them. Mm-hmm. And they're totally, So I started making just totally meals from scratch. Again, well, I did before the meat, but... Mm-hmm. Just meatless alternatives, but I can never get the measuring out the peas and beans and that, like dry stuff.
Yeah.
It's just too. You end up putting a wee tiny bit in, but when you soak it overnight and it'd be like a vat of stuff.
All the water's
gone. I don't want to throw it because that's a bit of waste. Uh-huh. So you end up putting it in, it's like a banquet for 20, and you end up eating it for the next week.
Yeah.
So that's not too bad now. I've discovered that tuna is actually better than chicken. So I'm putting like fresh tuna into like Chinese meals that I'm cooking, and mm-hmm. so I need to try Italian with it and see what tastes good. Because mm-hmm. it just tastes like chicken to me anyway.
Yeah.
Tuna. So we'll see how that goes on, but he's my naughty boy, so.
So is he back on meat now, or it's just that one?
Yeah, sort of back on meat. I'm getting had a few takeaways. I think it was for the past month. It's because how busy we were and stuff. And he was like, "Oh, go on, I'll have a." So, chicken curry, yum yum. I was like, chicken? Oh, lamb then. Sorry, my throat's drying up in here. The forum.
Yeah.
But.
And then the rest of your day, what day did you, was it bowling you went to? Or?
Yeah, I went to bowling, a bit of finishing. And that was a lot of fun. I stayed in there for 3 hours and totally knackered after it. So. I only got one strike of the game, I didn't get registered because you've got to press a button to switch the thing on, so.
Right.
It was good fun.
Yeah.
Played some video games, and that was us. Back into the town. That's when we went to. I think I went to Blackfriars first. Another old quaint pub in Glasgow. Didn't like that, so I went to Mono, and that was us. Then up to. Coinour for some dinner. And then went to the license, got a bottle of Maduri, it was. I fancied Maduri for some reason. I don't know why.
For like green stuff.
It's like supposed to be like melon liqueur, but I don't think it's even seen in just a melon. I think it's like sort of fit cologne and sort of wine mixed with whatever. I don't know what the hell it is. I might look into it.
Maybe best not to know.
It's probably like that 2020 stuff you used to get. I'll probably still get that. I've never seen it before though.
Yeah. Mad dog type stuff.
Mad dog. I know that's actually American, believe it or not, Mad dog. I didn't know that until I went to America. I was like, cases and stuff, that and that Thunderbird stuff.
Yeah, I know, that's what all the sort of youngsters drink, eh?
Oh no.
People that drink Bucky here.
Oh, no. Oh, that's quite funny. Like I was saying that they put into plastic bottles for, like, you could buy, like, litre bottles and it's, like, a plastic bottle. I was like, God, I don't know if it would manage to stay inside a plastic bottle. I would expect it to melt through it.
Yeah, corrode.
But, yuck.